My most memorable English language learning experience is follow the teacher to go to some spot of the tourists, and it means many tourists in that area, and we do the some interview to talk and to let them talk more about Hong Kong and what their feelings, and it is a good experience for me to talk with some foreigner, and I think it can improve my my convenience and some learning skill with the other peoples. Yeah.
And how about reading? What kinds of reading experiences have you had in English? They could be good or bad ones.
In readings, I haven't too more experience in reading English books, so it is hard to talk many.
What about here at university, though? Because there must be some classes which have readings in English, right?
Yes, it is. In university, it's more experience for to read in the internet. Maybe the tutor will give some articles to us, but mainly it's use a computer to read it.
So you're doing liberal studies. Liberal studies is quite broad, so which area of liberal studies are you focusing on?
Because I'm in year one, so I haven't took the major, so I'm still studying some core course, such as in science and technology, or some study in our community studies.
One of your hobbies is football, and another one is playing the piano. Now, for football, do you have a favorite team in the Premier League?
Yes, I love Manchester United, and I love it about 10 years. So, and no, I don't know why, just I love it.
So when you want to find out more about your team and the players and what's going on, I guess you go to a website, and some of those websites may be in English?
Yes. So I need to read it in English, yes. And
And what happens when you're reading the website and you come across some words which are new that you're not familiar with? How do you work out the meaning?
Oh, and then I will maybe to find some dictionary to find the meaning of the word. Yeah. Okay. Or use some apps or Google Translate to find it.